and he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
That was right on time. Hey, everybody, John's got the Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages, welcome to another exciting episode of Vegas Nonstop. Lots to talk about, as Jeffrey just said. There's no crying on the radio. We had NASCAR to talk about. We had the big fight, Triple G and Canelo, and you know, there's a... The other guy.
Who's the other guy?
The guy that won.
You know, the other guy.
Sports fans, you can visit us with our pizza and podcast pregame party at Amore Tastes Chicago on Durango between Flamingo and Twain. Today, Amore features Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beefs, beer, wine, and sangria. Help us rally our Chicago Bears versus the Seattle Seahawks at Amore Tastes Chicago. That's right after our show today at about 3:30 to kick it off. Jeffrey with a G, line one. Go ahead. How was your weekend, buddy?
My weekend was actually really good, John. I had a lot of fun. I actually ended up going to the fight on Saturday night. It was sort of a last-minute thing. Thanks to some good friends that reached out, had an extra ticket for me.
Nice.
You know, I found that the fight was a little underwhelming for me. Obviously, all the hype following the first one, which ended in a draw between Canelo Alvarez and Golovkin, I was looking forward to a little more action here. And I felt that Golovkin came out very lethargic, sort of very, I don't know, it just wasn't Golovkin-like boxing for the first 3-4 rounds to me. And I thought Canelo looked great. You know, certainly after all the hype and talk in the media about his testing positive for whatever it was that was in his system, and he had gotten it from some tainted meat he had in Mexico or wherever he was.
I just love that you used the word tainted.
Tainted meat. Yes,
isn't that
tainted.
A song by Golden Earring?
That was Tainted Love.
Anything that has taint in it.
Yes. Yes. Be careful, folks. It's,
for your listeners at home.
Watch out for your taint on Mondays.
It is my tainted Mondays.
I thought Canelo deserved the fight. He outboxed and outfought Gennady. And he deserved to win. I don't expect there to be another fight. I personally think at 37 years old that Golovkin is probably going to hang it up after this
fight.
I like
saying Golovkin.
Golovkin.
My little Golovkin.
I am Triple G Golovkin.
I'm going to throw out some thank yous. First of all, to Scott Thompson, a.k.a. Carrot Top. And our friend and brisket specialist, Jeff Molitz, for inviting us to the Carrot Top Show. Myself and Melissa, and backstage with Baby Driver movie director Edgar Wright. Did you see that movie, Baby Driver?
Yes.
Like it?
I did.
Yeah, kind of kinky. It was fun.
Kinky, that's an interesting way to describe it.
It was kind of.
Why kinky?
Well, kind of offbeat, wasn't it?
I guess.
I thought it was a little offbeat for a heist. I like heist movies.
I like the kid, the driver.
Yeah, I like heist movies. If you haven't seen Carrot Top perform, one of the funniest, best stand-up comedians in the world. He's been headlining at Luxor for 13 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And Jeff Molitz makes a brisket. So we're going to go for brisket. I want to talk to you about brisket later.
I love brisket.
It's got to be moist. It's got to be moist.
Yeah.
So I've said tainted and moist in the first 5 minutes. Also, appreciation to our friend and ASEA Water Marketing aficionado, our friend Paul Tyra, for inviting myself and Melissa to enjoy the supernatural, spiritual music of Carlos Santana at the House of Blues last night. House of Blues last night. Paul is actually friends with Mrs. Santana, Cindy Blackman.
Is that right?
Put on a drumming clinic last night. Santana performed two and a half hours. And made it a point that none of his songs...
Is that
songs...
where you were last night? You were at the House of Blues?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. He's he's unbelievable.
He doesn't lip sync.
I wouldn't imagine he did.
He made it a point of saying that he doesn't lip sync.
Why did he go out of his way?
He did all of his... Well, he kind of was making fun of Britney, I think. He doesn't...
How does that... he made fun of Britney?
Yeah, from the stage, yeah.
Oh.
He did a couple of dance steps. He did all of his hits. He did Perry Como's House. Do you know that one? Perry Como's House.
I know.
He lives there. Got a black magic marker. He did that one. Anyway, Santana's at the House of Blues in Mandalay Bay. Tonight, Monday, 6 to 9 p.m., Rockin' Riley's at the Hawaiian Marketplace across from Aria celebrates its halfway to St. Patrick's Day party. So they're going to have Guinness and all kinds of special things. Congratulations to Brad Keselowski on winning the inaugural crash-filled NASCAR 400 on Sunday to a crowd of 45,000 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You know, to me, we talked about this. 45,000 sounds like a good attendance, but by NASCAR standards, not so much, huh?
No, most NASCAR races, you're going to see 70, 80, 100,000 people out there. And as you know, you and I were talking earlier, I didn't think for NASCAR to introduce their second race to the Las Vegas market, obviously we have the one in March that's been here for a while. Mm-hmm. I thought they picked a bad weekend to do it. You had the Golovkin fight. You had a lot going on here. It was Mexican Independence Day. The Mr. Olympia contest was in town.
I auditioned.
There's a lot of events going on in town that I think, and certainly the Vegas Knights starting to play yesterday. A lot of people went to the game yesterday, I think took away from drawing at the raceway. I'm hoping next year they do it on a less busy weekend, hopefully draw closer to 50, 60, 70,000 people.
Our friend John English went to the Golden Knights game last night. We've got to give him a shout-out because John became a grandfather again last week.
Congratulations, Mr. English. I saw the pictures.
Little Hudson English.
Yeah, congratulations to his son, Michael, and his girlfriend on a beautiful baby.
Anyway, Canelo beat Triple G in a 12th-round decision. I think there's undoubtedly going to be a third fight. And also in the news, Mayweather and Pacquiao are coming back for another shot at another $100 million. Jeffrey, with a G, you already said you don't think that that's worth anything.
Listen, who wants to watch two 40-year-old, overaged, past their prime, coming out of retirement fighters? We've already seen two fights, one fight. I don't know. How many times has Pacquiao and Mayweather fought?
I was trying to remember if it was two or three.
I think it's just once, right? It's at least twice already?
Yeah, it was twice.
I don't know. The fact that we can't remember lets you know that there is no need for a third one. Because the other two weren't that memorable.
Well, they are in their 40s. They are, you know, past
listen,
their prime,
is, listen,
certainly.
I told you earlier, this is a mercy play for Pacquiao. He needs the money. And, of course, Mayweather just needs the attention.
Why would Pacquiao need the money?
Because he's broke as a joke.
Really?
Yeah. He's heavily in debt. He's overspent all over the place. He needs the money, literally, I think, just to pay off some taxes.
Can't Mayweather just write him a check? Wouldn't that be easier? All right, well... big day in football yesterday. A lot of upsets. A lot of underdogs came in. I know it's your second week in the Superbook. I looked at the tickets, so I know you didn't prepare all that well on your picks. But the game that I thought
didn't
was really
prepare well.
No, you didn't fare.
Oh,
well.
Fare well.
No,
thank
no,
you.
You prepared.
I did not fare well. You're right. However, the one pick that I gave everyone here in studio last week, including Tanya, was Kansas City Chiefs, and that was my one winner yesterday.
Yeah, Chiefs look good. 49ers looked okay. But the game that I really liked watching down to the end was the Vikings and the Packers game.
I agree. I mean, and you know, no one knew if Aaron Rodgers was going to play or not. And obviously
amazing,
there was
right?
A big hype around that. Yeah. And listen, I mean, anytime you're playing a division rival or a conference rival, if you will, and you're playing on the road, you know, it's funny. On the contest super ticket, you could have taken Green Bay +7 at home.
Really?
Because they anticipated Rodgers not playing. By the time the game went off,
it was a pick.
It was Minnesota -1 or 1.5.
I thought it was a pick.
It was
at
much
some
closer.
Point.
You could have had a lot of value. And yet, conversely, on the Houston Texans, the card had the Texans at a pick 'em. And throughout the week, there was a lot of sharp money. We talked about it coming in on Houston.
Yeah.
And so I had
I
to
took them too.
I had to take them just out of value on the card at a pick, and I lost.
Yeah, I took them also. Your Patriots. Which, you know, I'm a believer.
There is breaking Patriots news, though, people.
Yeah.
They've just acquired Cleveland Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon for a 5th-round pick. And if any team in the NFL could tame Mr. Gordon, it would be Mr. Belichick and Josh McDaniels. And let me tell you something. They got him after a loss to the Jaguars and heading into Sunday night's primetime game against Detroit and won Mr. Matt Patricia. And if you don't think Belichick and McDaniels are going to want to take it to Patricia, this is going to be a good one. You can take New England now -6.5 on the road, I believe.
Yeah.
I would take it now because it'll probably be closer to 8 or 9 by next Sunday night.
Well, the next Thursday is Jets and Browns, and I was feeling the Jets yesterday too, and they didn't show up either.
Again, I had the Jets also on my card at home -2.5 against what I thought was a very mediocre Dolphin team, coming back home after you know Sam Darnold's big win on the road. It was the largest amount of points the Jets organization has ever scored on the road. 48 points last week in Detroit, right? That was Detroit?
Yep.
And they come home. New York is just frothing at the mouth over this kid. He's the next superstar, blah, blah, blah. And they basically lay an egg at home. I think they were down 20-0 until they scored some 12 points late to make it 20-12.
20-12. What about the one game that was a shutout?
Yeah, the Rams.
Oh yeah, 34-0.
Yeah. Rams beat Why the is that surprising after the week before the Ravens beat them 47-3? In two games, the Bills have amassed 3 points. Exactly.
The Cardinals have scored no points. 34-0.
34-0.
So Falcons, Panthers. I think I went with the Panthers on that. I keep hoping that Cam Newton is gonna,
Scam Newton.
Scam Newton's gonna be doing. But I guess the Falcons just outran them. More quarterback.
Well, listen, Atlanta's coming off that tough loss to the opening night NFL season against the Eagles. They went on the road. They put up a lousy 10 points. They lost 18-10. Coming home against Carolina, they knew, what's funny? The first couple of weeks of the season, statistics play a huge part in motivating teams, and I'll tell you why. If you go 1-1 in the first 2 weeks, you have about a 40% chance of making the playoffs statistically. If you go 0-2, it drastically drops to 11%. So if the Falcons drop that game yesterday, they're looking at a very uphill battle or about a 1 in 10 chance of making the playoffs.
Well, we're going to have Adrian Zmedz on his way in and also George Wallace, I think. But you want to talk a little bit about baseball before we move
completely I'll talk about into baseball. Football? I will talk about baseball a little later, but I'll tell you, I want to stick in the NFL because I got to tell you, I'll tell you who's fun to watch right now. That's the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, all of a sudden they woke up, huh?
Not all of a sudden. I mean, they're unbelievable.
I had the Eagles, too, yesterday.
What's that?
I bet the Eagles, and they, lost 27-21.
Yeah, so if you look at Tampa Bay, they go into New Orleans last week, and they drop, 48 on them, and Fitzgerald puts up, four touchdowns and 400 yards. Then they come home against the defending world champs, the Eagles, and they beat them at home, and he does another four-touchdown, 400-yard performance. And if you saw the press conference afterwards, he could literally be a twin to Conor McGregor.
That's funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
What's happening with the Eagles?
Listen, man, whenever you come off a championship season, you have a target on your back.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's out to get you every week you play. And they won their home opener against Atlanta. They had about 10 days off, and this was probably a little bit of a letdown game. You travel down to Tampa Bay, it's going to be very hot down there, very muggy, humidity. Football players don't like playing in that weather.
But it's a dry humidity.
We saw the Patriots yesterday in Jacksonville. That was like 90-plus degrees humidity. You saw the Patriots players on the sideline. They were gassed. And I saw Brady going off on his offensive line, too, for not protecting him.
And
you're
going
to see a completely different team next week when they go to Detroit. They're playing indoors, national TV, under the dome, with Josh Gordon and a little bit of an incentive to beat Matt Patricia. Bill Belichick's going to take it to the house.
Well, we're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them.
Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Here I stand.
Here I stand.
Look around, 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 around.
You won't see.
Now I'm here.
Now I'm here.
Now I'm there.
Now I'm there.
Now I'm there.
I'm just. Just a new man.
Yeah. Got back here on Make Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. It is Monday, and we're trying to wake up, and there's just not enough coffee in the planet. Bobby at the board playing a little bit of Queen, who's in town with Adam Lambert. I wish I was going. It sounds terrific. Scott Thompson, a.k.a. Carrot Top, was talking about the show the other night. Backstage, just fab. He was playing some Queen cuts that I never heard before.
Who was it?
Carrot Top.
Okay.
Big fan. He was talking about there was an album that Freddie Mercury did right before he passed away, something like Something in Heaven. Yeah. And boy, the tunes, I mean, they were heavy stuff, but I never heard them before.
Listen, that voice can resonate for decades and decades and will never be replicated.
Yeah, and the movie's going to be opening soon. Anyway, if you get a chance to go see Queen, get some tickets. Also, J-Lo. I tried to get J-Lo tickets, so she was sold out over the weekend.
Have fun with that.
Anyway, we're going to be at Amore Taste of Chicago and Durango between Flamingo and Twain right after the show. Join us for some Chicago pizza, Vienna hot dogs, Italian beefs, beer, wine, sangria, all rolled into one. Hmm. One big
like
pizza,
big
Italian beef. Yeah, like a big something.
Like a Chicago burrito?
And, of course, the Chicago Bears are playing the Seattle Seahawks tonight. I think kickoff's, what, 5:10?
5:10, 5:20, somewhere.
Whenever they're ready, that's when they're going to kick it off.
And clearly the betting public is putting their money on Chicago. That line is now up to 4.5.
It was plus 8.
What 8?
In the beginning last week, I think it was 8, wasn't it?
Plus 8?
Yeah.
No.
No? I'm wrong again.
It was right around a field goal.
Wrong again, honey.
Started off right around a field goal. It jumped to 3.5, and now we're seeing action coming in at 4.5. I actually like Seattle tonight. Then again, based on my picks this week, you guys should all take Chicago.
Well, I have to take Chicago.
You don't have to.
I have to.
No one's going to twist your arm.
Yeah, it was 3 in the morning line.
Yeah,
they're twisting my arm.
Now it's up at 4.5.
What's better than eating some Chicago pizza, some Italian food, and watching the Bears on Monday Night Football?
And it's going to be warm in Chicago tonight. You're going to see temperatures in the mid-70s, upper 70s. Should be humid, obviously, right on the lake. It could be very hot.
You want to start talking about baseball now? Are you ready?
I could talk about baseball, sure.
Well, all right.
I mean, obviously, listen, we're winding down the regular season. It's a long season. Everyone knows that. But it's really in September, mid-September, where things start really heating up. There's a lot of...
How many games left?
A dozen, for the most part, give or take, depending on the team that, you know, there's between 10 and 12 games, I would say, across the board. You know, a lot of the divisions have already been settled. You know, we know the Red Sox are going to win the American League East. We know Cleveland's going to win the AL Central. Houston should pull away and win the American League West, although Oakland is hanging tough. The real question in the American League is, who is going to host the American League wild card game? Because Oakland and the Yankees are within a game and a half of each other, and it would be interesting, after the Yankees had such a great season and are continuing to do so, if they had to go to Oakland to play that wild card game, that wouldn't really be in their favor. And in the National League, I mean, look, Atlanta has really distanced themselves from the Phillies by 6.5 games. Chicago and Milwaukee are only 2.5 games apart, Jonathan, and that could be an interesting division as well as it plays out. And then I'll tell you, man, that AL West, and it's going to kick off tonight. Colorado's got a half-game lead on the Dodgers, and they start a series tonight. And I love betting against the Dodgers when the money's on the line.
Why?
Because they just choke. They always do. They always do. Really? And Colorado's got nothing to lose. Nothing, because no one expected them to be there. So as a matter of fact, tonight you have John Gray on the mound against Ryu in L.A. You can get Colorado plus 150 tonight, and I already took them.
You did?
Yeah. John Gray is a money pitcher. He hasn't had the best season. He is 11-7 with a 4.8 ERA, but he's got 174 strikeouts and 161 innings, and he's a guy that you can count on to give you a solid 6-7 innings when you need them. And I just think that Colorado is going to be a big thorn in the Dodgers' side. I really do.
Well, I hope my Cubbies pull through on the division. They're still getting, I think, like 8-1 to win the World Series.
Nah, I don't see that.
Well, that's what the morning line was.
Yeah, I mean, listen, at this point, there's only a handful of teams that are going to even be considered to win the championship. So they're going to be in there, having won it 2 years ago, having a guy like John Lester, having a coach like John Madden, and obviously the bats that they have in the lineup with Schwarber and Rizzo, speaking of Mr. Chicago.
Stand-up comedian legend, Mr. George Wallace.
Mr. George Wallace.
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Another guy there, too.
Yeah, we got another guy.
Teen Idol.
Star of stage, screen, and former Teen Idol,
Adrian Zemed.
And Bears fan.
Every time I'm here, I thought Adrian Zemed was dead.
You thought who was dead?
Me.
You thought you were dead? What the heck's going on here, you guys?
What are you guys doing?
Dude, I lost my car, and dude, I lost my watch.
I said to Jonathan after the first segment, I really don't like doing the show with no guests.
We don't really like each other anymore.
I don't like the show with no guests.
Sound good.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Let's start the show at 2:20 now.
You know what?
That's like a better idea.
Yeah, 2:00 is not a good time.
I got to tell you, I don't think that their microphones are on, and our board producer's not here either.
Yeah, Bobby had a
this
place
show
to get
is getting better by the minute.
Just watch.
No gas, no microwave.
George, what happened to your car? They just forgot to bring it?
No, I had it in the shop. My car was in the shop, and I forgot I had given it to the shop, so they had to bring it back to me.
Bring Mr. Wallace's cherry.
I've been away for a month.
You're in Atlanta?
Yes, Atlanta, New York City, Honolulu, Virginia. I've been everywhere. But I am here today with you. Thank God it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back here.
I've been everywhere. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Not Johnny Cash, it's Willie. What's his name?
Willie Galt.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Willie, the smoker, the guy that's smoking.
Nelson.
Willie Nelson, yes.
You don't have a microphone.
Was it Johnny Cash? You might be right.
Bro, you don't have a microphone.
No. I'm giving him my microphone because these two are not on.
Oh, they're not?
What I'm trying to tell you. You see the pretty lights?
Oh.
How many times have he tried to tell you our mics are not on?
We have no guests, no mics, no board producer. This is a great show. Yeah. Who runs this place? I need to talk to him.
It's Tony Bonici.
Mr. Bonici, I love you to death, but we need to talk.
If you've ever seen George Wallace's show, wherever anybody's from, George says he was there last night. George is going to go run the board now, I think. He can do anything here. We could take over the station.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good. Watch this.
Yeah, George is taking over the soundboard.
I usually have to do this. You know?
That sports from 1975, by the way. The cord. We're plugged in.
I see.
That's not Adrian. Well, that's not here, take my microphone.
I was going to say, George and I could share a mic. You and Adrian could share a mic.
That's all right. What have you guys talked about? I just walked in.
Well, we were just talking about the pennant races in baseball. We were actually talking about your Cubbies.
Yeah.
Two and a half game over the Brewers.
Yeah, but they're not taking... I really thought that they were just going to, like, run away with it at this point, and they're just...
You saw the second
they're
half.
They're letting the Brewers
get
stay
a little
within.
Healthier.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been saying it all year. This team is missing something that they had 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They have all the pitchers. They have all the players. They've had a ton of injuries, no doubt.
They compensated with... Chris Bryant has been hurt.
Yep.
He's been hurt, and obviously Chris Bryant
he's
has
the glue.
Been crazy, for the Cubs. So they picked up what's-his-face from Murphy from Washington.
Dave Murphy. He's a professional hitter. He's in the lineup. He's doing great.
It's helped, but they're still not kicking in. They're just not kicking in. In my opinion, the pitching is the problem.
Because after Lester, it's a big fall-off.
Pretty much.
I understand. Yeah. If anyone sees Bobby Machado, would you tell him that he's needed? He's needed? Bobby? Oh, thank God. Bobby's here.
There he is.
Bobby's here.
Folks, we might almost have a show here. We're going to get our microphones back. We're going to get our guests on. This is going to be a lot of fun. Hello, Mr. Wallace.
Headsets, microphones.
Have a seat, my man. You are in business now.
Mics are all on.
Lights are on, but no one's home.
Everybody's live.
I turned one on myself.
How about that?
Not for what they pay.
Welcome back to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM, nothing works all the time.
As our friend Mr. John Cesenti likes to say, welcome to the Goat Rodeo.
Welcome to the Goat Rodeo, indeed.
So Adrian and I were actually just talking about some of the baseball pennant races, and yes, Cubs Brewers in the Central is a very interesting race. Mm-hmm. But certainly in the NL West, Colorado and the Dodgers kick off a series tonight.
Yeah.
And I told John, you know the line tonight? The Dodgers are minus 170. I can get Colorado with John Gray on the mound plus 150.
And
in LA. And I said to John, I said, you can bet against
Colorado's
the Dodgers.
Colorado's favored?
No.
Oh, okay.
Colorado's plus 150. I'm saying great value in betting the Rockies tonight. They are in the lead by a half game in the division. They have John Gray on the mound who knows how to pitch in big-time games. Ryu is pitching for the Dodgers, and he's actually a very good pitcher, too. I just think the number, there's too much value not to take Colorado tonight.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that, but the Dodgers are going to win.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Come on. Bums, I tell you.
Mr. George Wallace.
Yes, I'm here. They're talking baseball. Baseball is good. Of course, I'm from the Eastern Division. I'm from Atlanta.
Yes.
The Braves, those young kids.
They're running away with that division.
They're doing very well. However, this is not real baseball yet.
Well, no, but this is when it starts.
Yeah, it does start.
The last 2 weeks of the season, as a matter of fact, they have such a big lead. They're 6.5 games over the Phillies.
6.5.
They can rest some players and go into the playoffs feeling
very
well
rested. Is that what they're doing? Because they lost 3 in a row, right?
Correct, and they're still 6.5 games up.
And they're still 6.5.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we can do it.
They're going to have to work hard to lose that division.
Well, this is true.
So we can go from you can consider your Braves
in there.
In the playoffs.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you. We need to be in there.
I agree.
George, you're at Westgate. How many nights a week?
Five nights a week, Tuesday through Saturday. And everybody needs to come down and say hello. I got to start all over. I have no jokes.
You got nothing?
I've been away. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to Norfolk, Virginia. I've been to the storm down there. I've done everything. So
were
now
you
I'm back
there?
Here. I was there around it. You know, I didn't go in it. I'm not like, a stupid weatherman to go down there in the rain and just stand in the middle.
Did you see any flooding?
I saw it from over here. Maybe I saw the ocean. But I was in Norfolk, Virginia. Just before the storm would come, I'd get out, you know?
Mm. So I was going to say, did you feel any effects of the hurricane? Nothing?
Yeah, you know, we had to fly around, and it was there. It was raining when I was there last weekend, yeah. Tremendously
bumpy
so.
Bumpy flight?
No, those airplanes are good now. They know how to fly around them. And
it's amazing,
a few bumps.
Right?
Yeah, it's amazing what they do now. But, yeah, the storm comes. There's nothing you can do about it. And it's afterwards when all of the damage is done, now, you know?
I know, those poor people.
So we're so blessed, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I've been through a few hurricanes.
But you never know what's
going to
happen. It could happen here.
A hurricane?
A storm or something could happen there. You've had a tornado come here before, have we not? A little small tornado.
We actually live in one of the parts of the country where there's very little
weather.
Dangerous weather. Dangerous weather.
There's very little weather.
Don't ever say that because something can happen.
Sun.
Things can happen. They've had some floods out here.
True.
And it wasn't even a tornado, a storm.
True, because
the
ground.
They were running out of names, by the way.
What do you
and
mean?
This is Florence. They said 2 years ago they said they were running out of names for hurricanes and storms.
They do it alphabetically every year.
Who told you that?
That's how it works.
That's BS, dude.
They do out of all alphabetically the every year.
All
Not
the
only that, this isn't the first hurricane
we're just
Florence.
Into the Fs?
There was another one.
That's what I'm saying. We're just getting to the Fs?
Yeah.
F storm is the best storm.
F is one of my favorite letters.
An F storm would be.
F storm, that's a bad category. Category F.
The next hurricane will be Jeffrey with a G.
Yeah. What was this last one?
Florence.
That's what it is, Florence.
And then do they go out of their way to pick the most obscure name? Like, is there going to be
Let me tell you guys
Mildred?
Something. Wait till they get a black storm. Wait till Hurricane Rufus come up in here. It's going to be bad, man. It's going to be bad.
Well, letter L is right around the corner. Yeah,
well, we thank God for the people back there. We hope they're okay
absolutely,
in North Carolina
absolutely.
And on that area. So that's good.
I hope they're safe and the water's dissipating quickly.
Well, I saw your friend Carrot Top over the weekend.
Did you really? He texted me 2 days ago. I'm going like, what happened? You saw Carrot Top.
I
know
he's
a little
show.
Off, right? He's a little off. You went to his show?
I went to his show, yeah. And he's so much more than a prop comic. I just think he's one of the best.
Without a doubt. Are you kidding? He's definitely one of the best. I love him. He's a great guy. And I don't know why some comedians don't like him. They say he's got props. Well, maybe he does, but he's putting asses in the seats. Funny is funny, don't you? People shouldn't hate. Just
exactly.
Love people.
Exactly.
Just love people for who they are.
George, when did you move over to the West Coast?
This June 26th. I've been away.
Year.
You haven't seen this year. I was away for 4 years because I was at the Flamingo for 10 years.
Right, yeah.
And then I came. They called me back, and I came back. And
oh, that's
I'm
great.
Having fun. It's a small room. It's more intimate now. Only 400 seats.
That's so how comedy should be,
it's the shimmer.
Nice.
It's the shimmer room.
Yes.
One of the best houses in Las Vegas. Yeah. I actually performed there. When I first came to Vegas, I performed in that room.
When did you first come to Vegas?
13 years ago, 14 years ago.
Only 13 years ago, so I've been here longer than you have.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That's the hotel.
But it's a nice, intimate room, but classy. I mean,
very classy.
And it's the balcony.
Yes.
It's very intimate.
A lot of good people over there, too. But when you go to the Westgate, you know that used to be the International Hilton. Don't touch nobody. That's where Elvis and Bill Cosby worked. Don't touch nobody. Yeah. You don't get no letter in the mail. Don't touch nobody.
They still have a lot of Elvis stuff there.
He's still in the middle. But you know what the problem is? These young kids that they come into Vegas, they really don't know who Elvis is.
I think they do.
No, they don't. It's proven.
You know what? We're talking about international. Any country you go to on this planet knows who Elvis is.
What's the age cutoff where they do and don't know who Elvis is?
That would be 60, 50?
I think they know who Elvis is. I thought you were talking about millennials.
That's what I'm talking about. But the age over there is that know him and don't know him.
So millennials cap out at 35. So anyone 35 and younger.
Okay, that's
don't
cool.
Don't know maybe
but
who
that's
Elvis
who's coming
is.
To
those
Vegas
are the
right
one,
now.
You're right. Those are the ones who are just saying, oh, yeah, I heard of that guy.
Yeah.
They also don't know who the Beatles are.
I watched a lot of comedy over the weekend, George.
What'd you see? Who'd you see?
I saw your former roommate on with David Letterman. Letterman's got a show on Netflix called Our Next Guest Needs No Introduction.
Yes.
And Jerry Seinfeld was his guest, and they interviewed each other. And one of the questions they talked about, and I wanted to put that to you, is what's the difference between a comic and a comedian?
Well, they say a comic says things funny, and this is a comedian that says funny things.
Do you agree with that?
Right? Did I get it right?
You did?
Yeah.
A comic is more scientific.
You know, like you see a comedian that's very smart, but you don't want to go home with him. A comedian says anything, and you just laugh. Like me, I'm just sitting here and have no idea what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
I hope I'm a comedian.
I see.
Is
Jerry a comic or a comedian?
That's my best friend. I get in trouble for saying.
Go ahead. What do you think?
He's scientific. You know, he writes and
he
prophetically.
Is.
And
very, very
so
smart guy.
Do you want to go home with him? I don't. I lived with him for 13 years. So.
Was it fun to live with him? That must have been great.
Yeah, he's the greatest guy in the world. I wish everybody had a friend like Jerry Seinfeld. I just left and just finished talking to him a few minutes ago.
Really?
Now we're talking about him. He sucks. I hate him.
Well, Letterman was talking about his last special. You've had a special, haven't you?
Yes. I'm putting one together now. I've been away. All I ever wanted to do was work Las Vegas live audiences. I never wanted a TV show, never wanted any more. I'm living my dream. I'm the most blessed person in the world. I got enough money to retire. It's not how much money you make. I mean, I can retire if I want. It's not how much money you make.
But
it's
you
how
live,
you enjoy
you
your life while you're living.
But isn't it the best when you're on stage?
There's nothing better. It's my sex and my drugs. People talk about drugs. I don't know what they get, but if I tell you what, coming off that stage and you got people laughing, you make those people happy. They don't know you. I don't know them. It's the greatest thing in the world. And that's what I talk about every night. People come in the room late. I don't have a regular show. That's what a comic does. A comic goes from A to Z. A comedian doesn't know where he is, but still performs and produces a show.
I told you I was with Scott Carrot Top last night backstage after his show.
Well, let me ask a personal question. Why the hell were you backstage? He's got props. Were you helping him with the props?
I brought a couple of props.
Who the hell are you, Jonathan? What are you doing backstage to see a prop comic?
What he was talking about, he was kind of...
It's a good thing he's not a puppet because he could put his fingers up your butt.
No, you got to pay extra for that.
No, you're going to talk either way.
Pay extra
you're
for that.
You're going to talk either way.
I'm going to keep talking.
I have a question for George. Yeah. George, I came here to do shows. Now, comedians have you've been here a very long time.
Yes.
Comedians. It has not changed in Las Vegas for comedians, but there has been a roller coaster in this town when it comes to the shows in this town. Right now, two of the last shows, very big shows, Boz, another show that was they were expecting to be very big, was a musical called Marilyn, about Marilyn Monroe. Open and close in the same week.
Same week, right?
Over at the Paris Hotel. It has been a roller coaster, and now there aren't hardly any book shows in this town anymore.
So
comedians have lasted, but the book shows, it's all either Cirque or the huge stars like Elton John, Celine Dion, Beyonce.
And they leave and go, too. You got to be here for a short time. You can't be here for a long time.
You can't. It's not a residency like the Rat Pack used to be here. What's going on in this town? Why can't shows last?
Yeah,
Marketing. I came here for 30 days. I stayed here for 10 years. It's marketing and advertising. Uh-huh. Putting your business in the street. Stopping by and see the sports guys on NBC Sports. That's how you do it. You go and shake hands with every concierge in the city. You
and
walk
well,
and
right.
make sure you say hello to people. There's a different way to market yourself. It doesn't matter who you are. A lot of people want to come to Las Vegas, but you got to know what you're doing when you come here.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short little break and come back with George Wallace, Adrian Zemed, and we're going to pay a couple of bills.
Let's do that.
To Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay where you are.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas Nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker.
It's another George. George. I think that's George Clinton. And P-Funk Parliament for the P-Funk Parliament family.
Do you remember P-Funk?
I remember the P-Funk Parliament.
How about the song that Make My Funk the P-Funk?
Make My
Funk. I want to get...
Shout out to Sonny Cools and Poo Poo Man.
Listen to you, Jonathan. You just know everything, don't you?
I try, George. I try.
That's amazing.
I was on the stage with Parliament. I love it. Flashlight's one of my favorite dance
Flashlight.
Songs. Yeah, right?
Yeah, my. Listen, you're good, Jonathan.
I like to... I
you know
like
a little bit about everything. That's what I like about you.
I'm learning what the kids are talking about, too. I've got a new expression.
That's what I'm doing. What's your new expression?
For my girlfriend, I said, what's poppin', boo?
Oh, boo. Oh, but you always use the boo, you boo, right?
And you know what, B-A-E? I always thought B-A-E was short for babe. It's not. You know what it stands for?
Go ahead.
You know. Were you and I talking about it?
Go ahead. What does it stand for?
Before anyone else.
Yes.
Really?
I thought bae was short for babe. Like, how you doing, babe?
Hey, I thought that's what it was. That's not it.
No, it's before anyone
hip
else.
Me, man. Hip me, before anyone else.
What's popping, boo?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm learning all this.
I can't even imagine.
You
can
just abbreviate everything. WTF.
What are you, dating millennials?
You don't know
now?
What WTF?
I got that one. I got that one.
You live with that one, don't you?
George Wallace in the studio appearing at the... Westgate. What do they call it?
It's called the George Wallace Cabaret Theater.
There you go.
Well, that can remember
that. I changed the name myself.
If you can't promote yourself, then who's going
to
do it?
Exactly. That's my job. That's another reason people come here to stay, and they wind up doing well.
What are your nights?
Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday through Saturday. Yes. You on after sexy?
I'm on before sexy.
Oh, you're on before sexy.
He's bringing sexy back.
Yeah, I'm bringing sexy back.
And that's a sexy shirt.
Hey, this shirt is so old. I tell you what, this shirt, you know what, you ever look in your closet, you see stuff in there.
I'm wearing a Walter Payton shirt.
Are you serious?
It's yes, some you stuff. Are. You yeah, but thinking. That was when he was still alive?
Yes.
Wow.
Number 34, Sweetness.
Your nice. Sweetness, huh?
One of the greatest guys ever in the
nice
whole
guy,
world.
Nice guy, right? Who's the nicest guy you ever met in sports? I'm talking to you, Mr. Sportsman.
I don't
Jeffrey
know.
With a G, line
We've
one.
Met
Go
a
ahead.
Lot of pretty cool guys. I mean, even those that like are not as well known. The tight end from the Saints that we interviewed, Kyle Turley.
About CBDs.
Super nice guy. I mean, spending a couple hours with him, interviewing him was amazing.
I'm going to tell you about Gaylord Perry. The pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, a spitball pitcher.
As high as you want to go.
My two favorites.
I'll tell you.
Ernie Banks.
Well, my two favorites. We talked about one of them is Walter.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One of the nicest guys in the world, Ernie. Absolutely.
Is
Ernie
that
Banks.
Right?
I knew you were going to go to Ernie Banks.
Just ask a stupid question. Did you get to meet him?
I am greatly honored to say that both of them were, I were, I, they were friends.
For me, coming from Boston, the late, great Dennis Johnson, who played for the Celtics, was an absolute gem of a guy. And... as was Robert Parrish.
Oh, my. Robert
Parrish was the man. And I also love Jason Veritek.
How about you, Mr. Wallace?
I'm going to tell you who I love and I like, and you guys are going to agree with me. Not only the greatest person you ever met, but he was the greatest of all time.
Ali.
Muhammad.
I got to meet him several times. Wow. I got photos of him. He could walk in his room right now and he'd just be so friendly. You wouldn't even know he was the champ.
And he would do magic tricks.
He used to walk on Sunset Boulevard by himself.
Yeah.
I saw him in Chicago walking down State Street one time by himself.
Yeah, and see, some people have like a whole, what do you call it, a posse and all of that stuff.
He was
such a lovely guy, man. I love him.
I've had a chance to meet his daughter, Layla, here. She is an absolute sweetheart.
I think three of them live here.
She's a sweetheart.
They do. One of them is married to a chef named Bobby Walsh, Robert Walsh.
And his son is a football player. He plays for, is it Graham or something like that?
Yeah.
Bishop Gorman. Yeah. This kid is really good. He had an article.
So Layla was hosting a late night chef television show that we did here that we filmed on Top of the Palms, and Gina was a contestant on the show.
Uh-huh.
She hosted it with Vic Vegas.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, I had a chance to meet her. She had her family and her kids come onto the show, onto the roof of the Palms, and she is an amazing woman. What a delight.
That's wonderful.
She's
I know his
amazing
daughter.
Amazing woman.
You know, one of his daughters is a comedian, May, the youngest daughter.
Really? No, I've never
comedian,
seen her.
Yeah. But Muhammad Ali was great. Also, another great person was Aretha Franklin that just passed away. Mm. I think the funeral is going to be over in a few days or something like that.
Is
the
funeral, is the funeral still going on? Muhammad
But you know
Ali.
What happened? On stage, I used to be known for the King of the Young Mama jokes, and somebody said, how about your ugly mama, George Wallace? I said, how about your ugly mama? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a lady says, hold on, that's my son you're talking to. And it was Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow.
And then another man said, not only is your mama ugly, she's stupid. And then I said, how about your stupid mama? Hold on, that's my other son. She was so funny. Aretha Franklin was so funny. And the greatest singer in the world. So
yeah.
In Chicago, they used to call that the dozens.
Yeah, the dozen, snapping, joning, the different areas you're from.
I never heard those.
Yeah, that's...
Because they're doing the dozen.
So this is pretty good. Now we got to get back in. Well, that was sports. We were talking about sports.
Absolutely.
Muhammad Ali. How about the greatest announcer?
Howard Cosell.
Muhammad Ali.
Wasn't that nice when they used to fight on air?
It was the best. That was great television.
Truculent. Whatever the hell truculent means.
You know, it's funny you say that. Yeah. I was listening to them interview. One of the morning sports shows was talking to, not Freddie Roach, the other guy that's always on ESPN. And he said one of the problems with boxing right now, why they're losing viewership, is because you got to pay a lot of money to watch any good fight now. Even if you're sitting at home.
You don't pay too much.
Saturday night's fight was $85 on pay-per-view.
You're crazy.
He said back in the day, you turn on ABC, Wide World of Sports, you're watching the best fighters.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s, the middleweight division with Hagler and Hearns and Duran and Sugar.
Well, I was at that fight.
I was there. I grew up in Boston. Hagler was my guy. So you used to watch it on TV on the weekends, and you can't watch him anymore.
We're going to do one more quick commercial break when we come right back with George Wallace, Adrian Zemed, and all kinds of stuff that has nothing to do with anything.
That's a good show.
Amore, Taste of Chicago, is one of Las Vegas' number one restaurants for Chicago thin crust, deep dish, and stuffed pizza. Serving Chicago's famous Vienna hot dogs and Italian beefs any way you like it. Dipped in beef gravy with sweet peppers or hot jardinera. Or try a cheesy beef with melted mozzarella on top. Along with some of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parmigiana, fettuccine alfredo, shrimp scampi, and homemade lasagna. Amore has some of the best deals on baby back ribs in Las Vegas. On Rib Wednesdays, Amore features a full slab of ribs with three sides for only $12.95. Amore offers beer, wine, and a selection of homemade sangrias. Join Vegas nonstop every Monday at Amore's Taste of Chicago for the after-the-show Monday night football party for good food, drinks, and great company. Meet their celebrity guests and make some new friends. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Chicago-style pizza, tender baby back ribs, delicious Italian food in a casual setting surrounded with Cubs, Bears, Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox sports memorabilia. Amore, Taste of Chicago is on Durango between Flamingo and Twain in the Parkview Plaza. Amore, Taste of Chicago. Food the way you remember it.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Dave Brown!
You know you're gonna say black and I'm proud. You won't say it, will you? I'm black and I'm proud! That's better. What is he doing today?
James Brown's? He's dead.
Yes, he is.
Except for the announcer.
No, James Brown. What are you doing?
I'm going for pizza at Amore.
Oh, I wish I could go with you guys.
I wish you could, too. That place is so cool.
Because
we're going to have one. It's going to be ready by the time we get there right after the show.
But, you know, I had a pizza last night when I got off the airplane. I was so hungry at the airport. I went to Metro Pizza. That's some good pizza.
Yeah.
We used to go there.
John Arena does a great job over there. Metro's definitely solid.
Well, it's fantastic. So, and I had a thing with the stuffing. What do you call that?
Calzone.
Calzone,
Stromboli.
Yeah.
Stromboli.
You like that stuff, huh?
Stromboli's good.
And what's the thing they do on the ice?
Zamboni. Wow, John.
Yeah,
really
the thing with Amore is it's one of the few places in this town that you can actually get the other traditional Chicago thing, and that's the Italian beef.
Yeah.
You want to? Yeah, what with the jardinera?
With the jardinera dipped.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows what that is. He gets his double dipped. He likes
it
extra wet.
Yeah, I like it soaking wet. I like that sandwich. Yeah.
Of course, you got to eat it with a fork.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, but then the bread doesn't hold up. It like all falls
apart. I like to wear it while I'm eating it.
That's what it's all about.
I've seen you eat. Thank you.
You don't want the bread to hold up. You want to eat it with a fork. That's what's good about it. Just soak it.
You know what? I got to tell you, pizza has really been blowing up in this town. We got a bunch of new spots opening up.
As
a matter of fact, downtown tonight, I think Evil Pie is giving away free pizza from 8 to 9 if you're downtown. The boys over
free
there.
Pizza.
Shout out to Evil Knievel.
And Brandon Powers from Golden Tiki, a friend of the show as well. They're giving away free pizza for having won the Best Pizza in the Silver State Awards.
You got to do something to get free pizza. Nothing is free anymore.
They won the award for the Silver State Award for Best Pizza, and as a thank you to their customers, they're giving away free pizza tonight from 8 to 9.
I guarantee you, I bet you $500.
What?
You go down there to get free pizza, I guarantee you they'll be out.
No way. It's only for 1 hour.
Dude,
they have rattlesnake pizza.
Be out.
They got a bunch of pies lined up. They're gonna whack up some slices. Here you go.
How many pizzas can they give out in an hour?
How many people are gonna be down there in the middle of a football game?
50.
They have rattlesnake pizza, George. Rattlesnake pizza.
Let me tell you something. Oh, don't ever say that. That's nasty. Rattlesnake.
They have rattlesnake pizza.
Listen to me. Now listen, you guys don't get on me because my favorite pizza in the world is a chain that you guys probably, that's not real pizza.
Domino's.
Nobody can outdo the Hut. Nobody can out-pizza the Hut.
Oh,
I love it. Is that bad?
Don't no.
Listen, I can't blame you. You're from Atlanta. What do you know about pizza?
That is true. I swear, I grew up with
you racist man.
I get it. Well, we're from New York, Boston, and Chicago, respectively. We grew up with great pizza.
We grew up with fried chicken.
What's
hey,
this pizza place
off.
That won best in
Evil
state?
Pie.
Evil Pie?
Yeah, downtown on...
Oh, on Fremont Street.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
That little... That
hole in the
little
wall.
Tiny, they won best pizza in the city?
Yeah.
Best pizza in the city. Now, you're bragging about your pizza. I grew up in Atlanta. Now, we have Chick-fil-A.
That's different.
I don't like Chick-fil-A.
I'm just telling you.
I like Chick-fil-A, but I don't see
don't
why
like
everyone goes crazy about it.
I've had Laura Dean chicken in Savannah, Georgia.
That's good. Hey, once you had too many of those Chick-fil-A's, you'd be like, is it that good? You got to get an extra
like
pickle
it.
On it. Some. It's good. It really is good.
I think the race
we got Coca-Cola in Atlanta.
Waiting,
we got a lot of number one.
It's not worth waiting in line for, though. It's not that great a sandwich.
It is worth waiting in line. That's why there's a line.
That's why George Wallace makes the big bucks right
thinking,
there.
I'll be thinking.
He'll be thinking. There's a lot.
There's other things you get there. The breakfast, the little biscuit, those little mini chicken things, and they got a great milkshake, man. They got great. They say the iced tea is fantastic, too. You got to go there.
I don't know, man. I've had a sandwich from there. It was good. It was decent.
There's a guy here in town. His name is Cake. And the name of the restaurant is Call Me Cake.
His food is good.
His chicken, and he makes handmade cakes, and his fried chicken is
where's
like,
he
it's
from?
Like Roscoe's.
L.A.
L.A.
So
like Roscoe's
is,
chicken and waffles.
He makes like Roscoe's
where's
chicken.
Where's the store? How come I don't know
Buffalo
about this?
Buffalo and Alta. We'll go there.
Buffalo and what?
Buffalo
and Alta.
Alta.
Yeah, he does.
No, I'm sorry.
That's Alta. You mean A-T?
Alta. Yeah, A-L-T-A.
Yeah.
And Buffalo. Okay. Alta, like Alta Cocker.
Yeah.
He's famous for his desserts and his cakes.
Oh, the cake's amazing.
We don't need desserts.
Yeah.
Look at us. You're the only one in shape. Oh, you two are skinny.
Fried chicken and waffles, like Roscoe's.
That's Roscoe's in Los Angeles.
But that's where the cake is from.
And that's syrup also, so you just load up.
You got to mix the syrup with the hot sauce together.
Yeah, oh,
come on.
No.
Louisiana hot
sauce
with maple
syrup.
Listen,
dude, how old were you when your mind just got up and walked away from you? You don't put syrup and hot sauce together. You're crazy, dude. I'll never go to dinner with you if you eat stuff like that. That is crazy.
But we'll go to lunch.
But I'm going to
dinner
with
you. That's the fastest anyone ever broke up with me.
He knows the best places in the city. He texted me once to invite me out for dinner. I turned him down. You know why?
You're not the only one.
He wanted to go to the place for hot sauce and syrup.
Hot sauce and syrup. I don't even know what you would call that. Stupid is what you would call it.
You know, stupid is I talk about it on the show. Stupid is now a compliment.
Really?
So when we grew
that's,
up, and they,
yeah,
like,
that's
yeah.
stupid.
Oh, man,
that's stupid.
That is
sick.
So stupid.
No, no, you're
man,
stupid,
yeah.
dude.
That's
you're stupid.
Like sick.
That's a compliment. Yes.
Like that.
Stupid,
that's
stupid, sick. Crazy. Yes.
Well, yeah,
stupid, crazy.
I want to be hip. I want to be hip. I want to be au courant.
You're not supposed to try so hard.
I want to be au courant.
Yeah, you're trying too hard. Next thing I know, you have your pants hanging off your ass.
Don't
give no
idea. I don't understand
that. We don't
either.
Want to see that. No one wants to see that.
That's a fashion look.
Yeah, but Jonathan's pants have been hanging down his entire life like that.
I realized there wasn't God when I found stretch blue jeans.
Listen, my pants are stretched right now, but I saw a kid in New York the other day weigh 400 pounds
yeah.
with his pants hanging off his butt.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to him, pull up your pants. He says, that's as far as they'll go. But it looks nasty to me. I mean, I'm old, I guess. I guess I'm old, and I don't like it.
Where in New York were you? In the city of Manhattan?
There's only one New York.
Well, excuse me, the city is made up of five boroughs.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The city
itself. I don't know if you were in Brooklyn
or
Queens.
I was in Manhattan.
Okay.
Manhattan. You're right.
I lived in Queens. That's why I was asking.
What did you live in Queens? I live
in Astoria.
Oh, you live in Astoria. That used to be the Greek restaurant.
You know that girl Gloria from Astoria?
Yeah.
You guys can catch up later. We're on the air. We got the Bears playing the Seahawks. Adrian's event.
Is that
Bears Seahawks? What do you say?
1 minute.
I think we're going to maybe, if we play four quarters instead of two quarters like we did last week.
Yes, I agree.
I think we will win this game.
Mitch Trubisky coming out of the show.
I think the Bears win. I think the Seahawks cover 4.5.
Was he on the Bears? Who walked up in the
Aaron Rodgers.
No,
he was
Buffalo,
with the Packers.
That
was Buffalo.
He's talking about Vontae Davis.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't know why he lasted the whole two
I'm
going to
tell you why. Because he got a $5 million signing bonus for starting the year, and then he walked out at halftime.
We got to say goodbye. George Wallace.
Hold
at the Westgate.
What the hell did you just say? I got a $5 million bonus?
We're going to have to talk about that next week.
I can't believe.
George Wallace.
$5 million.
voted the best. Had the best show in the world. They had the election. He's voted the best show in North America, South America, and Asia.
Don't forget Central America.
$5 million. Adrian Zemed performed more. He won.